Welcome. This is the meeting of the Executive Director Search Committee of the Pacifica National Board. And we will have Chandra Outman, our newly elected secretary, take the role.
Oh, okay. Here
we'll
I go.
Do so. You're on.
Okay. Dwayne Bradley?
Here.
Verna Avery Brown?
Present.
Lydia Brazan?
Here.
Evelyn Bethune?
Present.
Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Berthold Reimers?
Here.
And Lori Taguma and Ambrose Lane are absent. So that's
no,
it.
I'm here.
No, Ambrose.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Ambrose is here.
Okay, good.
Hey, Ambrose.
Hey. How's
okay.
It going?
So we are streaming, and we will start off with my agenda draft, which is absolutely open for discussion and realigning it and so forth. Okay, so we had started a conversation last week regarding a discussion about the use of search firms, headhunters, recruiters, and other search options for the position. We also had discussed advertising and various other aspects. And so I think we should continue that. I have at least, and some of us have come up with some options with regard to that, some information. Review the previous website posting for the ED, the search timeline, and a report out from the previous executive session by our secretary, Chandra Houtman. And just so that everyone is clear, what we try to do is discuss as much of process and so forth that can be discussed in public sessions on occasion as things happen. When we go into executive session, we try to reserve only those matters that are deemed confidential for reasons of privacy and personnel issues in executive session. But sometimes in the course of that, we'll end up covering something that does not belong in executive session. And those items we agree to, as a committee, to report out to the public session, and our secretary will be doing that as well.
So, move approval of the agenda.
Okay. Does anybody want to add anything to the agenda? Oh, and there was one more item, which was the report on the result of the elections of the officers of the committee. Okay. Does anybody want to add anything? Okay. Okay, so if there's no objection, this will be the agenda. And let's start out with a discussion regarding the search firms. Now, I had sent out a couple of referrals, and what I'm doing is I'm contacting basically progressive executive directors that I know that are listeners of Pacifica stations, and I've asked them if they have ever used the search firm themselves, in other words, did they obtain their job with their nonprofits that way, and or are they familiar with any. So I've had a couple of responses, and then there's one more member of our LSB who's going to send me the other one, but he's been out of town, so he's going to get that, and I think Chandra has a couple. So does somebody else want to start, and do we have any anything other than what we've been sending out by email?
Did we get the material from the search firm that we used last time?
I have that. That was one of the firms that I have that KPFA was looking at, and that's Nonprofit Personnel Network. And I was trying to get the information from the other one that we were considering, and I'm waiting to hear back about that. But I do have information about Nonprofit Personnel Network that I can forward to everybody.
I think we should take a look at that.
Okay.
And also take a look at the contract. I can't remember now, but he might have stayed longer than is required by the contract. As I recall, if the person selected did not work out within a specified period of time, they would do another search free. So
it was a year, and we passed that.
Oh, it was a year. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, certainly, Chandra, if you can go ahead and send that. One of the ones that I sent out was Isaacson and Miller. Now, it's a Boston-based firm, but it's definitely by reading the section about what they're about was definitely within the context of being into both, you know, diversity by gender and also being socially responsible organizations and so on and so forth. So it seemed to be kind of the kind of firm that we were looking at, that they would have a sense of something. Did anybody get to click on the websites that I sent out for the
quickly,
two?
But I didn't have a chance to really check it out.
Okay, because I think we have enough referrals to start with, because I think we need far more than this, obviously. And do we have an idea of how many we would like to choose from? In other words, some of us are doing outreach. As I said, I explained what I'm doing, how I'm going about it. I don't know how other people are. And so, you know, do you think we should look like at 20 firms or 10 firms, and then is there a threshold?
My suggestion is that whatever we get, we should look at, because I don't think there are that many that are going to meet our criteria. So I don't think we should limit ourselves at this point.
Okay.
Just have welcome
we
whatever comes
criteria?
In. Excuse
Pardon?
Me?
Have we established criteria?
For the firm itself?
Yeah, the firm's going to look at.
I thought I had sent something out from last time, and I know, Duane, you have it, and I have seen it. I didn't actually send it out, but the previous search folks did, and I have seen that. Duane, do you happen to have it in your archives there?
I have information on NTPN, and I've looked at the information you sent about the Boston company, Isaacson Miller.
Mm-hmm. The criteria that you guys used last time to identify a search firm, did you have such a thing? I thought you did. I thought I saw something somewhere.
I haven't been able to find that. I thought
Lydia mailed that to us.
You thought I mailed it? Okay, I'll look at it.
Oh, you or Bob Lederer.
Oh, that's right. I think he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me sort here on my computer while somebody else proceeds. Let me see. Chandra, while I look this up, you want to go through what the election results were? We'll just jump ahead while I sort by sender and see if this helps.
Okay. The election results were that Lydia Brisson was elected to the chair position, and Verna Avery Brown was elected vice chair.
Evelyn was.
Evelyn
was elected to vice chair. It's news to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I thought.
Oh, you're right. Evelyn, right. Right, and Evelyn vice chair. And
congratulations, Evelyn.
Mm-hmm. And I'm secretary.
Yes.
It right offhand. There was a. Okay. Well, anyway, what we had discussed, obviously, was if possible, if we could find search firms who were, as this particular search firm was that I sent out by email, that was referred to to someone that I know who's an executive director. And, you know, clearly from what their statement is, it would kind of be along the lines. So, in other words, we wouldn't want to have a search firm that has Walmart exclusively as their client or anything. And so we were thinking about someone who at least would would have an understanding about the kind of organization that we are, Pacifica, even though they don't have a history with us, but at least have some experience placing executives in nonprofit, social justice types of organizations. So certainly this Isaac Miller, I think Isaacson Miller would be a firm that would fit that bill. But I don't know them. I've never spoken to them or anything. But
I found an email from Bob Lederer that he sent out to our committee.
Oh, good.
On 5/14/07,
uh-huh.
And he listed the Nonprofit Personnel Network. Well, he didn't send it out to the whole committee because we didn't have a whole committee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, wait a second. He did. Yeah. Lydia, Evelyn, Chandra, Lonnie, Ambrose, Bertold, Lori, and copied Wendy because she was on the search committee with him before.
Oh, okay, but not Verna and Dwayne.
Not
Verna
and Dwayne, so they're the only ones that need to get it. And,
what's the date?
5/14, he also has two attachments here, Nonprofit Personnel Network and FCC EEO Affirmative Outreach Packet, Broadcast Guide for Using Garvey, Schubert, Barra EEO Forms. He sent that out, and let's see what else he has in here. He talks about the job ad, the publications, and our guidelines for ranking candidates, and the FCC's EEO package, which I just mentioned. And he doesn't talk about criteria for selection of search.
Right. Is this the one that says need docs from prior ED search?
Yeah.
Is that the subject?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see a list.
Their attachments.
But, right. But what we had discussed last time, Ambrose, and I'm not sure, were you on our call? Were you on our the search committee call last time? Well, last time we had discussed some of the things that we might want, and that's a might, because the national board, we didn't have enough to take to the board meeting, and so we will on June the 8th, to move forward on a criteria. But in terms of recommending, some of us had said that given that it would be very difficult to find a search firm that would be perfectly in tune with who Pacifica is, but that we might want to, and we can discuss it, I think it's worthy of discussing with everyone we interview, is that we might want to, first of all, see all of the resumes, because something that would attract, that a Pacifican would be attracted to might not necessarily be, no matter how progressive a search firm might seem to be. We are unique in a lot of respects. So you can define it for them, but that doesn't mean that they get it unless they've had that experience. And so looking at all of the resumes, that we would rank them and rate them all, and some of us thought we could also be the ones to conduct any of the interviews once we hone it down to like the A and B list, and obviously not the C list. So anyway, now one suggestion I've heard since from a board member is that it might be better to post them onto like a Yahoo or Google page that the board members can access, so they're not overwhelmed with resumes, with a password, of course, just for our board members. And so it would be a more streamlined thing, but that they would do all of the background searches, that they would set up all of the appointments, that they would also share with us their tips and expertise, and that we could share with them what we envision asking and so forth. But it would be somewhat more for us to do and less than last time that the firm did. So that's more or less what we had discussed last time. But we didn't take votes on anything.
We didn't come up with any decisions. We just talked about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So I think that it's totally reasonable to have preliminary talks with some of the search firms to see what they have to offer. And then we could go back and have a, just like we would with candidates, go back and have a second round of talks once we determine what our questions are that we didn't think of in the first round, and also, of course, get the financial particulars. So with something like this Isaacson Miller, who clearly have, you know, a nice resume in terms of the kinds of groups they've worked with, that I think would be worth pursuing for sure.
By the way, I just sent that Bob Lederer email to Verna and Dwayne.
Thank you.
Yeah, send it to me too, will you?
Thank you, Sandra.
Who's that, Ambrose?
Ambrose, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it.
Because I can't find it.
Yeah, and like they did the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice, for example, and things like that. They do a lot of education things, too. But under what they're about, it gives us a good idea about what they're like. I'm not pushing them because I haven't looked into the others. But I thought we could start, we could pick a time, and given the time difference, this happens to be an East Coast firm. But I don't think that should. I would prefer having a West, something in the Bay Area if we had that. But also, that doesn't necessarily mean that people on the East Coast aren't perfectly willing to relocate to sunny California.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you know, I don't think we can always limit ourselves. I think an important criteria is also the kinds of groups, organizations, and companies that they've recruited for. It would give us a heads up on it. But how do folks feel about starting some of those interviews?
So we've identified how many search firms so far?
Looks like we have three, possibly.
Yeah, three or four. Yeah. Yes, I think
So
what I'm thinking, though, is that these interviews should probably be earlier than this. And I don't know how many of us, I think most of us except Bertold, what is the earliest that you can be on a call to conduct an interview with a company?
Five o'clock Eastern time is great for me.
5 Eastern? Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay, so middle of the afternoon, is there anyone that can't do middle of the afternoon calls like that?
Depends on what afternoon. why do we have to look? Why don't we simply get our criteria together and send it to all the firms? We want to know all about them, and we need to get that in writing.
Because they have them in writing on their websites. If they're a respectable firm, then the referrals that we have through personal referrals. I mean, otherwise, I mean, what do you mean send to all of the firms? There must be hundreds of thousands of search firms.
We send them what we want a firm to do. We want a firm to do a search for an executive director for Pacifica, give them the background on Pacifica, give them the job description of the executive director, and to get a response from them. What would it take, and what kind of money are we talking about?
Right, except that the thing is that all of these require conversations. They're all going to respond. They all want our business. Everyone's going to say they can do.
No, we
had
one to turn us down.
Pardon?
Last time. We had one to turn us down.
Yeah, they may be. But what I'm saying is right now we're the ones trying to seek out, we're the ones with the criteria of starting out at least looking for firms that are, kind of in the realm and start working there. I mean, I don't know how you can do a general fishing expedition and how you totally explain Pacifica. We can send anyone our mission statement, and everyone's going to say, they want the business, so, most people. So
yeah.
I don't know how productive that is, but I would like to see us start interviewing some of these firms. I mean, when you read, you go to the website, and you can see what their mission statement is, just like you can see what Pacifica's is. And make the call, see if they're interested in even speaking to us or if they're too busy right now with their clients, and start setting up some interviews so we can find out the criteria, because what they put on a website is not what we may want to negotiate, and yet they may be more flexible than their website.
Well, why don't we all get the website and get the information from them, and then we'll decide.
Yeah, we do. I've sent it out, Ambrose.
Can I
make a suggestion? How about if we decide exactly what our criteria is, and then each of us perhaps target a company, a search firm, and conduct an interview with it, and then report back to the group on that firm, and then we collectively decide which one or two or whatever we feel is the best suited for us. Would
that
work?
That's a good idea, Varna. I like
okay, that.
That
sounds fine. That's mm-hmm. fine. Okay, so then I will commit to contacting this Isaacson and Miller, and what was the, there was another one.
There
right
was the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice.
Right. I will contact both of those. And then there's one that I'm waiting for from one of our board members, who's also an executive director for Coalition for Clean Air, I believe it is. And they hired an executive director, and they use what they think was a progressive firm. But,
can I go on the stack, please?
Sure. Go ahead.
Can we put some criteria together so that we have an idea in terms of
please, go ahead.
What we want to, what we're looking for in terms of a search firm.
Okay, go ahead.
And have input from the group in terms of what, you know, what we'd like to see so that when we're looking.
Yes, please go ahead and start.
Narrow it down. Well, I think the first thing that we talked about was, of course, that they'd be progressive. And also have an idea of what kind of clientele they served previously, because that would give us a very solid idea of who they're doing business with.
Okay.
Okay. Bert on the stack, please.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Bertel.
Yes, hi. It seems to me that we're a little stressed here because obviously it's a big, this is a big task, and time is of the essence. I was listening, and I made a list of actionable items from reading the previous minutes and from what we're saying here. And I think the actionable items are, one, search firm, a pool of firm. We have to set up a date, and we have to just kind of, whoever comes with search firms, you know, whatever it is we have, we go with that, and we evaluate them. I heard Verna say that we should all be assigned one. We were assigned one. You know, some of us didn't come up with one. I didn't come up with one. But we were assigned one from our last meeting. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the task of the search firm that we have to define, you know, because we want to limit what they do. And the third one is decide on headhunters and figure out what commission we're going to pay them if they find someone and then the scope of their recommendation. The fourth item, that's actionable item, salary. Or maybe we should talk about incentive. For me, these are like the four actionable items. I would commit to write the criteria like another spreadsheet that we would do to evaluate the ED when we do the interviews and then circulate that to the board as soon as possible, to the personnel committee as soon as possible. And I think we should just go about taking tasks, each one of us, and just doing them for the next meeting. I spoke too much.
Okay. And by the way, I do know, and Dwayne can help us with that, I do know that there was an extensive criteria for interviewing the ED that the previous committee did come up with. So I shouldn't say I know that. I believe that to be the case.
Dwayne?
Yeah, there is. And, you know, sifting through the 690
right,
emails.
Right, exactly.
And, In the middle of Fund Drive? No.
No, that's all right. We can also ask Bob and Wendy were on there as well. So we could put out that call for that criteria so you don't have to reinvent the wheel, Bertold, and then you'll have it and you can just add to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll write
in the Bob letter
as well.
Email.
Yeah.
Pardon?
In the Bob letter as email, there are a
yeah.
few things like that that were highlighted.
Oh, okay.
You know, it says guidelines for ranking.
Mm-hmm.
That was for IG.
Yeah.
Criteria for selection of an interim ED. Skill knowledge,
mm-hmm.
executive management skill, communication
skill,
good.
Okay.
Broadcasting
and oh, okay.
Skills.
Well, then you have it. Then you can go ahead and formulate
tweak
something
it,
if
you know,
you
make
like.
It.
Lonnie, I understand.
Okay. Well, what I could do is if I end up with too many as I'm doing outreach, I have three, but if I end up with more and more people respond, I'll just ask other members of the committee if they can place the calls so that
time.
It's not all coming through me. There was, you know, another notion is that people like, well, anyway, somebody else can talk. I'm doing all the talking.
Yeah, Lonnie
on the stack. So who? Lonnie?
Lonnie wants to talk.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, I just had a couple of comments. On the issue of criteria, because whoever we talk to, you certainly need to give them some criteria, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for someone with a progressive background or clientele. Cost
mm-hmm.
is an issue. No sense interviewing with search firms whose cost would be above us, and we have to have some idea how much we're willing to pay. My number is no more than $20,000, including
mm-hmm.
all costs. That's just the number
including what?
All costs, travel, research, that sort of thing. Not just their fee for
uh-huh.
for identifying candidates and you know PR and placing ads and publications. So I would be thorough with the search firms and trying to get what the total costs are and be clear in identifying what all costs that might be involved.
Mm-hmm.
So
can I ask a question about the previous contract so that we just have an idea of
Lydia,
how these go?
Lydia,
uh-huh.
I'd appreciate if we could let Lonnie finish.
Oh, sure. Okay, go ahead.
We'll just finish. So I have three firms that I have in mind, two headhunters and a firm, and I'm prepared, you know, I can start the process there, give them to you. But they should have a progressive background and specialize in it. Normally that's a nonprofit. I'm real interested in clientele, and I'll ask questions about that. Cost, as I mentioned, fit. And I'm distinguishing fit from qualified candidates. You have some highly qualified candidates that may or may not be a good fit for Pacifica, as we keep saying in different ways, right? We Pacifica is unique. So I use the word fit as opposed to the most highly qualified candidates. You ask for highly qualified candidates, they'll give you highly qualified candidates who would never work for us because they would be priced out of our market. And as much as their salary demands would be very generally high. Location is an issue. People say they're willing to relocate, but it sure would be nice to have location as a criteria in terms of, you know, I'm not saying rule out East Coast people, but you should be aware of whether their clientele are mostly East Coast people. Experience, that goes without saying, and I do like the Bob letter of stuff. I think that we have to meet some of these CPB guidelines, and we might as well have them in our heads as we talk to these folks. That is, it matters where they're advertised. It matters that they understand we're looking for a diverse kind of net in terms of advertising. They need to know that if they're, you know, in case they're just used to advertising in the nation, for example. So you would have to let them know. I think the Bob criteria, Bob letter of stuff is really good to have before them in the initial talks. So anyway, that's those are the things that popped up for me. And I would do have two headhunters and a search firm that I will be happy to work with and get their information and pass it on.
Lonnie, could you email us so that we all know who it is that we're contacting?
Yes, I'll email
okay.
those out.
And I don't know, like maybe other people would like to call once, if you send us those, maybe we don't
I
all have
I'd
to be
the I thought I'd just bring the names
one.
Back and then we decide how to do the interview.
Pardon?
I wouldn't go ahead and do any interviews. I would just gather information.
Okay. Anyone else?
Can I get on?
Who is that? Well, this is Verna. I did want to say something, but Someone
okay, Verna and who else? Who?
Dana.
Sorry,
I think that's Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne? Okay. Verna and Dwayne.
A couple of things. I'm wondering, is the criteria for the headhunters going to be pretty much what... Are people still there? I heard a... Hello?
It's Lori.
Hi.
It's Lori.
Oh, okay.
Hi,
Lori.
Hi.
Is the criteria for the headhunters going to pretty much mirror the criteria for the executive search firms? That's one thing. And another thing is sort of, I actually made some calls to some search firms as well. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, I don't have my notes in front of me. I had another meeting and I forgot to bring them. But one thing that was clear to me, when it comes to cost, they're going to be concerned, overly concerned, about what salary we're posting for this position, because of course that's where they get their percentage comes out of whatever the salary is. And so I'm wondering if anybody else had the experience that I had, that that the salary that we had pretty much discussed might be too low, considering the geographical area that they might be, this person might be asked to, that this person would obviously be working in the Berkeley area. That's one concern. The other is, does Pacifica pay any sort of relocation fees for the ED? And I know this is a little bit further down the road, but this is just some things that came to mind. And I'm also a little unclear on what we're doing. Are we going to get a criteria together? Berkeley's going to put together the criteria, then we're going to each go and interview firms and come back and bring the information back to the group and we decide collectively, or are we pursuing another process here?
Well, I've heard two different things, but let's hear what Dwayne has to say. So I don't think we've decided that. But
okay. All right.
Dwayne, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have answers to those questions, but I did look through some of my old emails, and in the, you know, we initially in this previous round 2 years ago spent a number of weeks. That's not me.
Okay.
We spent a few weeks working on the interim executive director position, and then we got into the search firm search, then we got into the executive director search, and I have some emails. Fatty and I, we broke into smaller groups within the search committee,
mm-hmm.
and Fatty and I were among those who researched the search firms.
Mm-hmm.
And I can forward to everybody some of the work that we did, which, you know, some of the groups included Johnson & Company in L.A., another
mm-hmm.
group called Finlan, Gaston & Huey, another one called Executives.com, another one called Support Center for Nonprofit Management, Compass Point, NTPN, another one that was rejected outright because they wanted $55,000 minimum called It Works. But there are a number of really good leads into what the search firms do, what they were offering, a couple of full-blown proposals that Fatty was able to get from firms in California, one in L.A. and I think one in... And I am forwarding you these documents right now. As I go through this ream of stuff and find stuff
mm-hmm.
that's appropriate, I'll send it out to everybody. But
okay, great.
There was quite a few that we actually looked at. Some of them we eliminated for reasons of Pacifica having worked for them before and still owed them money. Some
mm-hmm.
of them because of non-concurrence of mission, etc. But
mm-hmm.
All of the ones I just mentioned were ones that we found serious in our prior round.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
forwarding that to everybody right now.
Okay. So now the question remains is what is the next step, and whether it is, as I heard Lonnie say, I don't know if this is what he was saying, was to just gather the information and put it out but not speak to them yet. And what I think Evelyn was proposing was that we do start speaking to them to get the more in-depth information, however preliminary.
This is Chandra.
Is that the correct characterization, Chandra? Go ahead.
I would like to finalize the criteria before we move ahead with anything, because we all want to be on the same page, and then we can decide if we're going to divide up the list.
Okay. You want to offer something?
Well, we haven't finished the criteria. So far, this is what I have. Progressive, look at the prior clientele, keep costs to a maximum of $20,000, specialty of nonprofits, the location of the firm, which would determine the location of the candidates, meet CPB guidelines, and that they have to provide a diverse pool of candidates for us.
Okay. Does anybody else want to add to that?
Well, Gertog here?
Yes.
Gertog?
Yeah, go ahead, Bertold.
Okay. In the job description of the executive director, skill and knowledge, it says executive management skills. Okay, so that's not part of the firm. Broadcasting industry knowledge. You know, look at the records of, you know, which company they work for, and experience working with not-for-profit, you know, like, you know, we would ask the firm to let us know, you know, to give us a quick synopsis of what they have done for people, for clients like us. So I would say that we would, if we agree on the executive director's job description that was posted on the website last time around, which we probably should go over tonight, then we can use that to tell the, you know, to tell the firm, you know, what we're looking for, and whether or not they can give us that kind of stuff, and then to tell us how and why they are the best firm to give us those things.
Well, I'm confused. You're talking about the criteria of the candidates, and we were talking about the criteria for the firms.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when you use the criteria of the candidate and the job description of the candidate, you can use that to kind of deal with the firm and tell them what it is, to show them what it is we're looking for, and ask them why, to tell us why they think they are a good firm that would be able to get us a candidate, such a candidate.
I personally would prefer not to have them prepare a sales proposal to us, because then they're going to tailor it to what they think we're looking for. I would rather not tell them what we're looking for and look at what they've done. And then that would be, I think we'd get a more objective perspective on the firms that way.
Yes, I would second that. Anyone else?
I also think that we don't want to check on the timeliness of their response time, because we want to try and get this done as quickly as possible. We want to make sure that they're very responsive.
Mm-hmm. But what is the process? Well, first, let's complete the criteria. Do we have enough for the criteria?
Well, I wanted to throw something else out.
Sure.
In terms of what kind of a commitment we would want or expect from the actual search firm, because one of the things that I discovered was that they have two tiers of ways of dealing, two tiers that they offer. Either they, you know, if we retain them for a certain fee, then they're fully committed, you know, to search, to do our search for us. Or they just, you know, go out and they say, yes, we'll search for you, but and they'll send people our way. But they're not really fully committed to the process unless there's an exchange of money and a percentage ahead of time, a retainer fee. So how do we want to go about doing that? And you know, included in that, I think we have to determine how – are we going to also use a headhunter or several headhunters? Are we going to use more than one search firm? How are we going to proceed?
I thought we decided that we were going to look at search firms and headhunters as well.
Okay.
And, you know, throw them all into the mix.
But what about a commitment, a financial commitment to the firms, for example? I got the feeling that if they, the one or two firms that I spoke with, they said, well, you know, if there's, here's what we can do. We can offer to take the job, you know. But he was kind of saying if there's no financial commitment made, then it just, you know, there's more of an incentive, obviously, for them if they have some sort of a retainer fee.
But we're going to sign a contract with them. I mean, Lonnie already suggested that we talk about a maximum allocation of $20,000, all costs included. So,
if we sign a contract,
we're going to have to give money up front.
Well, I'm not sure, because I think some of them is contingent upon if they find someone for you.
Well, headhunters and search firms work differently.
Are separate. Right, exactly.
Yeah, headhunters work that you pay them if they find somebody, but search firms don't work like that.
Well, some of them do. I did talk to one that specifically did work that way. So all right, so we've decided that we are going to go with the maximum $20,000, including all costs for the search firm.
It's a criteria. I mean, we're searching for a search right now.
Right.
But first of all, let's finish the criteria for what we want from a search firm, at least, you know, to start with. And what Chandra read to us that we've come up with, I think, is an excellent start. Is there anything else we want to add to that before we proceed with what our next step is with relation to our search for the search firm and or headhunters? Okay, so let's move on to whether we are, what we're listening to is how far we should move on these so that, for example, and this is just an example, it's not that I'm pushing them,
yeah,
I just happen to have it handy.
Roberto?
Yes, go ahead.
For another information. So that means, I mean, you know, or like almost semi-officially, we have agreed upon at least the criteria read by Chandra. Indeed, and we might add up to them, right? But right now we're going to go with these as a basis that we agree on this on the consensus. Because I'm trying to get things so that this is like in the minutes ready to go.
Oh, okay. Well, so is there, do we all agree that what Chandra read that we have so far, we can have her read it again if we'd like. Chandra, you want to read again what we have?
Sure.
So we're all clear. Okay, thank you.
That the firm have a progressive orientation. And are we going to rule out "quote unquote" liberal people?
No.
Or are we...
No,
okay.
I don't think so. I don't think we can make that determination.
Okay.
But,
that we want to review.
I would like to just say it gets further defined by what the next item is, which I believe is like their client list.
Right.
And, you know. Yeah.
That we would check out their prior clientele. That would give us a perspective. That we allocate that we not spend more than $20,000, all expenses included. That we look for firms that specialize in working for nonprofits. That the location of the firm would determine the location of the potential candidate, so we consider that. That we give them the CPB guidelines, and we tell them that these are some of the guidelines that we're looking for, and that we want to make sure that they're going to reach out to as diverse a pool of candidates as possible. And I think we need to define that I suggest that we define what we mean by diverse pool of candidates so that, you know, it doesn't limit the term. In
okay,
other words,
so you want
the broadest diversity, and you know, it's
okay.
Not just ethnicity, but it's also
right.
Gender,
right. Gender
and sexual orientation, and you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
so,
do you want to define that then for us?
Well, we can use our job announcements because they have all that criteria in it.
Okay. Do we all agree that that's a good start? Although I have questions about the CPB. Stuff. We can't send them the whole volume of CPB. Is there a particular paragraph that wanted to be extracted from what we, from what was sent to us?
Andrea? I don't see a relationship between the guideline search firms at all.
Yeah.
For the ED job description, yes, but not for a search firm.
Yeah. I agree. That's what I'm trying to get at. Was there something specific that you were referring to? Yeah, Lonnie?
Yeah, I think that the versatile criteria is gotten at by where they would advertise, where they do advertise. And you can get a pretty good sense of who the pool will be from where they have or routinely search. And if they don't have a really, you know, diverse ad campaign or publications that they use or methodology that would, in fact, bring up diverse candidates, then you can sort of guess that they're not going to generally, draw diverse candidates. I think all you really need is from them the list of publications they would use or do use in advertising and recruiting.
So why don't we make that a criteria, identify where they advertise?
That tells you a lot.
Okay.
But Lonnie,
put that on the list.
On this question of CPB, you had mentioned that. Why would that be important with a search firm? Or why would that even be necessary?
That's on CPB's list, that you must have a diverse advertising or outreach. And they will even ask you to show the resumes that you used to make your selections from. So that is
Right. So we don't have to send them anything from CPB. You weren't
suggesting
that.
No, we just want to include
that. Yeah. Okay, so Chandra, you want to correct your notes on that? It's not that we're sending them the CPB guidelines. We're just saying diversity is one of the guidelines.
Well, that's what I did. I put diverse pool of candidates, and I would put the list from our job announcements. As a list of diversity that we want to utilize.
Okay. So, is there any objection to using this as a criteria? And Chandra will, of course, send this in her notes to us. Okay. So, if there is no objection, we will assume that we all agree with that criteria. Okay, that will be our recommended criteria that we will forward to the board as recommended from this committee. Now, moving along to what is the next step? So that, for example, if we have an organization such as the one that I only pulled up on the website, the aforementioned one, and they had a mission statement that was fine and seem very much in keeping with something that would be compatible. What is the next step? I heard two things. One was from Lonnie that suggests that I would, let's say, copy and paste and send out to the whole board the information that's simply on the website. From Evelyn, I heard, no, we should just go ahead and call them up and get some of the preliminary information individually. Is that correct?
That's not
Am
what I
hearing
was saying.
The two? Okay. Evelyn, you want to?
I was simply saying that we need to, if it's on their website, fine. If it's not, then you have to call them to find out the information.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
If you
no
can get it from their website, that's fine.
I agree. No contradiction between the two.
Okay, fine. Okay,
and
so
I wanted to offer a third possibility that, you know, sort of in the interest of dividing the workload and moving forward, is it possible that we can actually say people will be responsible for doing the interviews and reporting back to the group? Is that something that we would want to consider doing?
Can I interpose a step? What I'm going to do is do a little grid, and I'm going to rate each of the three that I talk to, from 1 to 10, because I'll tend to forget how they rate on each category. They may be very, very, diverse, but they're terribly expensive, So I was going to suggest a grid so that the information could come back with people having rated whoever they researched. And,
Duane, how did you guys do it? How did you and Fadi, for example, work it out?
We just threw it out for discussion amongst the whole group, and then narrowed it down from there, based partly on the availability of the organizations. And then we had a couple of them make full-blown proposals to us and give presentations.
But did you and Fadi first call them and get the information and then bring it back to the group?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
We did preliminary research and then shared it with everybody and then brought it back together.
Okay.
But on that.
Yes. Go ahead.
I like, you know, I guess Lani is a finance guy. I like his proposal of a grid. You know, Lani, if you could share, like, the grid you're going to design, to send it to the group, and maybe we can enhance it as we go along. But that will give us a basic idea of, we'll figure out if we're in check in looking at the criteria and the questions we're asking the firm. And then we can work on that and still bring the groups to make presentations, food presentation to us, but we'll at least have some kind of a cheat sheet in our hand on each one of those groups from whoever contacts them. Lani?
Yeah, that, because, you know, after a while, we maybe have 30 different groups or 30 different, you know, search firms that we've talked to, and it's hard to keep track of them unless you have a grid where you can put your degree of favorability or whatever. So that if it comes down to it, we could add up the points and see which one the group as a whole thought had the most points in whatever area. Anyway, that's just a suggestion. But I would do that. I'd be happy to share the grid and send it out to everyone. That's useful.
Using the criteria that we've identified so far?
Yeah, I'll put them in a grid and send them out, and then a place to rate each one of these firms on each one of these characteristics, say from 1 to 10.
And we can all give feedback and add to it and exchange by email, so that we can save time.
We'll save some time.
Yeah. I love that idea.
Yeah, it's good. It'll also provide uniformity, too. You know, we're all on the same page. Consistency, rather.
And then from that group, maybe we can see which ones have the highest ratings from any one of us. That would give us at least now a sense of which ones the group as a whole were working individually, but which ones we all thought was a 10, at least give us some.
Is there any particular reason why you use the 1 to 10 scale, Lani, or 1 to 5?
I could use 1 to 5.
Okay. Just curious. Okay. I didn't know if there was a real reason for that.
No. But I'll do that. I'll be happy to send out the grid. I'll use a little table, and then it's just easier for me. But I tend to forget. Yeah, I thought you have 30 criteria if you're doing 3 firms. It's hard to remember all, you know.
Okay, so Chandra, you can send that criteria then to Lani, and you'll put it on a grid so that we're all...
Oh, it'll be in the minutes.
Right, okay.
And I kept my own notes here, too, so I have
okay.
them. By the way, the answer to how much we use for relocation is $5,000.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
One other information, Lani. Why are we limiting this to $20,000?
Well, because $20,000 is all I can see we have, partially, is affordability. And also, when you start getting above $25,000, $30,000, that's close to... We can do it, you know, if we got an exceptional firm with exceptional candidates, are great. But boy, I was just, you know, if we had to have a guideline. And it's about what the recruiters do too. If they go $80,000, they want 20-25% of salary as their fee. That comes to about $20,000 or $25,000 as well. So that means that what the search firm charged us last year and what these headhunters, their quoted prices are about the same as for the salary we're talking about, is between $20,000 and $25,000.
So the headhunters want like 2 times of X times the salary, percentage of the salary of the person they're getting.
So we go 20-25% of annual salary as their fee.
Annual salary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Dwayne, just to review then the tasks, Dwayne, you're going to send us the research that you guys had previously done. Was there another group working on it, or were you the only group researching the firms?
I see mostly me and Fatty doing that.
Okay, great. So you have most of the information. So if you can forward that to us. Great. So then if we all have that criteria, then the only next thing to do is to set up a meeting and make that meeting the one where we flesh out who it is that we're going to then narrow the search for the search firm down for. So we need to have another meeting prior to the June 8th so that we have a recommendation at least as to where we are for the board.
Great.
Okay. Now, would you like me to pursue this by email?
Yes.
Okay. And... But are we clear where we are? Does anybody confused as to where we are with this next phase?
Well, I'm a little bit confused. Now, Dwayne's sending out previous research information about the firms. Is he actually sending the firms and the contact information? Are we supposed to select from that group? And how do we make sure we're not all calling the same people and that kind of thing?
Well, we need to be go ahead, Dwayne. Go ahead. You tell us what...
Forwarding you the information from the previous search 2 years ago with all of the information that Fatty and I generated, mostly Fatty, on the seven, I think, different companies.
Oh, seven different companies. Okay.
I'll do a couple if I know those folks, and I got two heads on it. So if anyone wants to do conference points, fine, but I'll do it since I know them.
Okay, so Dwayne, you send that to us, and then we should each identify who it is we're contacting. I think we all need to know what kind of outreach we're doing. There are some folks. I know that there's a woman that used to be a producer with Democracy Now who has done this kind of work before, and she's very familiar with Pacifica. I think she had a lot to do with the formation of it. And some of you may know her, Julie Drizin, and you know, she's done a lot of public radio stuff since she left Pacifica, and she does this from time to time as well. So that's, you know, outreach like that where she might know candidates very specifically geared toward Pacifica. So we, you know, there's a lot that we can explore, but we need to be really clear so that we're not all over the place here. So now we have a specific criteria. And if each of us can identify by email to the entire committee as to who it is that we're contacting, and then we'll work on a date for the next meeting. Is it clear yet, Chandra?
Well, I thought that it might be easier if everybody were to send the names to one person, and one person could compile the list and then send it out, because... I think it would be a waste of time if two people are calling the same firm. And then after we have a complete list, for example, if everybody sent me the suggested firms and headhunters that they want to contact, I would compile a list. And
right,
then,
but I'm saying since there are only nine of us, we just copy the whole committee, you could compile the list.
Then we could divide up, you know, we could divide up the list.
That would be fine.
People might generate names and others won't. And so this way we could divide them up fairly. And in the meantime, Lonnie will be preparing this grid, and we'll all have the grid to use for ranking.
Okay. How does everybody feel about that as a process?
Slightly confused. I understand the whole process. I don't understand how we choose who calls whom, and I think that should be done almost arbitrarily, either by the chair or the secretary, and that's it, as opposed to, you know, now having another, you know, meeting of the line that we're going to call home.
I agree.
Well, that wasn't what I was suggesting. I was suggesting that if everybody sent the names of the firms to me, I would compile a list. And let's say I have 20 firms. Well, then we each get two, and somebody and two people get three. And I could allocate the names arbitrarily to people. You know, I could just make a list and say, okay, Lonnie, you have X, Y, and Z, and Dwayne, you have A, B, and C. If you want to do it that way, I'm willing to do that.